So when you guys said, hey, wait a minute, what are we do? Why are we taking our ball, I assume, taking our eye off the ball in Afghanistan and Pakistan? What was the reaction? How did it work internally?
I don't think there was as much argument as there should have been. The argument was more debate, I should say, was more over whether we should do Iraq at all. My boss was adamant that there were a couple of reasons why we shouldn't do it at the time we did it. One was that we didn't have the international support and thus the international legitimacy. And the other one, probably more to your point, was that it was bad timing. We simply didn't have the armed forces, the assets, to prosecute two theaters with vigor simultaneously. And so he knew that if we were going to Iraq, we were going to leave the theater that was probably the more important one on its own for a long period of time, however long it took us to stabilize things in Iraq. And we knew it was going to take longer than 5 or 6 months to do Iraq right.
You know, I remember back then I was pulling my hair out. I'm like, he's in Afghanistan. Why are we going to Iraq? Why are we sending more people to Iraq than we are to the Afghanistan-Pakistan area where we know Al-Qaeda is? It made no sense to me.
Well, I think that's just become so clear that I wonder why the American people haven't gotten onto it yet. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, the Iraq oil report made the projection that there's 100 billion barrels for sure, 200 billion probably, and at the outside 300 billion. That dwarfs Saudi Arabia. I know why Dick Cheney went to Iraq.
Wow. So you're saying that it didn't have to do with Al-Qaeda or bin Laden. Obviously they weren't there, and you guys knew they weren't there. It had to do with the oil.
That was the camouflage. That was to get the American people excited about going to war in Iraq again. The real reason for Iraq, and incidentally the reason we aren't coming home anytime soon, is the oil.
You know, you mentioned Dick Cheney there as if he was making the decisions. I want to play one more clip here from George Bush in that same interview when he was asked about world leaders, and then get a response from you. Let's watch first.
Can you name the president of Chechnya?
No, can you?
Can you name the president of Taiwan?
Yeah, Lee. The new Pakistani general has just been elected. He's not elected. This guy took over office. He appears he's going to bring stability to the country, and I think that's good news for the subcontinent.
And you can name him?
General. I can name the general.
And it's?
General.
Prime Minister of India?
The new Prime Minister of India is, no.
Now, at the time, I remember some people said, well, that was unfair. You can't ask somebody running for president to know world leaders. But his profound lack of knowledge, did it lead to people like Dick Cheney being able to really take control and do things that the president, you know, was not savvy enough to understand?
In my view, absolutely so. The president was not steeped in much of anything, certainly not foreign policy. Dick Cheney's one of the most competent, capable bureaucrats I've ever met. I worked in the Pentagon when he was Secretary of Defense. I would have declared him, at the end of that time period, the best Secretary of Defense since James Forrestal. But that best was because of his decision-making ability, his executive ability. He brought that ability to the White House. George W. Bush did not possess that ability. Ergo, guess who became president in that first term?